High Street, The Gibson Family Saga, Book 2, by Anna Jacobs.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, Register Charity Number 226227.
Dear readers, I hope you enjoy High Street, which is the second book in the five-part Gibson Family Saga. I love the fresh covers that have been used on this new edition. I've decided to write an introductory letter for each book because readers have written to tell me they enjoy finding out about the story behind the books. Thinking about how High Street came about, maybe you remember my early days as a writer. At that time, it was my third novel published, and now, in 2015, I have over 70 published and more on the way. What can I say? I'm addicted to storytelling. High Street was published in the days before the internet took over the world, a time when things moved more slowly. I was living in Australia but writing for a UK publisher because I'd grown up there and loved its history. I'd been writing on my own for several years, trying to get published, utterly determined to do whatever it took to succeed as a novelist. Then, in 1992, things started to come together for my writing. The rest of my life had been difficult for a while because I'd come down with chronic fatigue syndrome and I was unable to continue in my day job. But I was starting to get better, and having Salem Street accepted for publication had made me so blissfully happy, I'm sure it helped my recovery. Money wasn't plentiful, though, and I didn't even have a fax machine, so a friend was receiving faxes from my agent for me. My friend turned up one evening with a fax, together with a bottle of wine. She's a writer too, so understood how wonderful the fax was. The publisher was offering me...